Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
I'm Mark Segrist, partner at Sandler Travis & Rosenberg, PA. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's President Biden? This week, President Biden reiterated that American-made steel remains critical for our economic and national security, but that American workers in the steel and aluminum industries face significant challenge from Chinese exports. Given this supposed threat, President Biden confirmed that his administration is taking several new actions to, quote, support American steel manufacturing and shipbuilding. Here's what they are. First, President Biden called on the U.S. Trade Representative to consider tripling from 7.5% to 22.5% the existing Section 301 tariffs on imports of Chinese steel and aluminum, to the extent that doing so is consistent with the USTR's ongoing and frankly long-delayed review of existing Section 301 tariffs on Chinese origin goods. However, the impact of such additional tariffs remains unclear, as reports indicate that U.S. imports of Chinese steel, which are already subject to both Section 301 and Section 232 tariffs, account for less than 1% of domestic production. The USTR also initiated a new Section 301 investigation into China's unfair trade acts, policies, and practices in the shipbuilding, maritime, and logistics sectors, which a recent industry petition said are, quote, far more aggressive and interventionist than any other country. This investigation was requested last month by U.S. labor groups who called on the USTR to impose new fees on Chinese-built vessels that dock at U.S. ports instead of imposing additional tariffs on imports from China. Still, for those who are interested, a public hearing in connection with this investigation will be held on May 29th, and written comments will be accepted through May 22nd. Finally, the Biden administration stated that it is also, one, working with Mexico to prevent China and other countries from evading Section 301 and 232 tariffs on steel and aluminum by transshipping such goods through Mexico, and two, has imposed more than 30 anti-dumping and countervailing duty orders on steel-related products since taking office in 2020. So until next time, thanks for listening.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.